back to Random Things for Kids. Today we have a very special episode about the NFL playoffs, and we have my good friend here, Jack. He's here to predict what's going to happen in the games. Jack?
Hello.
Okay, Jack. So, our first game we're going to start off with today is the Steelers versus the Chiefs. Let's just pick, who do you think is going to win that game?
I am a Steelers fan, but there ain't no way the Steelers are going to beat the Chiefs.
Okay, so the over-under on this is 46.5. Do you think it will be over? The added up score will be over 46.5 or under 46.5?
I think it's going to be over.
You think it's going to be over 46? Okay, good to know. I am going Chiefs, and I'm going under 2. Okay, next game. Bills-Patriots. Who do you think is going to win that?
The Bills and the Patriots. I believe it's going to be the Patriots.
Okay, I'm going to say the same thing here. And the over-under is 43.5.
It's going to be under that.
I'm going over.
All right.
Okay, that's the first 2 out of 6. Okay, the third game is Raiders versus the Bengals.
The Raiders versus the Bengals. I'm going to go out with the Raiders.
See, I'm going Bengals. I'm going to go Bengals, and the over-under is 48.5.
I'm going over.
You're going over? I was going to go over, too. They're both not very good team. Well, they're pretty good this year. But usually they're not very good, and the Bengals typically blow it at the last minute. So, I'm still going Bengals, but it's gonna be a high game, I believe. The next game is the Eagles versus the Buccaneers. See, Jack, who do you think's gonna win that one?
I don't even know how the Eagles made it, but it's gonna be the Bucs.
Seriously, yeah. I'm a Bucs fan. My favorite team's the Bucs. So, yeah, honestly, I used to like the Eagles a lot. I have no idea how they made the playoffs this year. They, like, barely scooted in, I think. They're probably going to get killed. The over-under is 49.5. I'm going over.
Same.
Okay, yeah, the Eagles just... They used to be good when they won that Super Bowl a few years ago, but now they've just fell apart, and somehow they barely made it in the playoffs. So I believe Bucks are going to take that one. The next one, the San Francisco 49ers at the Cowboys.
This one's a no-brainer. It's going to be the Cowboys.
49ers are really good this year. They almost beat the Rams. If you watched the Rams game last night, it was almost very close, overtime. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. The over-under is 49.5. I'm going under.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there.
Okay, in the final game of the first round of the playoffs, we'll keep you updated throughout episodes. The final game of the first round of playoffs is the Cardinals versus the Rams. Now, see, this is a hard one. They're both very good teams. Both teams have escalated very well, very far this year. The Rams did win the Super Bowl a few years ago. Oh, no, not win it, but they were in it. But the Cardinals have James Conner, who has the most rushing touchdowns, or at least had. I don't know if he does still have that. Most rushing touchdowns in the NFL. So, I don't know. Jack, who do you think is going to win?
Well, he might have gotten hurt. Connor might have gotten hurt. So it depends on if he plays this game. But if he doesn't, it's probably going to be close. But if he does, I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Yeah, it depends. If Connor's hurt and he doesn't play, it's going to be the Rams for me. If he is, see, this is where this is hard because if he is, does play, which he probably will, I'm going to go Cardinals. Okay, so the over-under here is 50. So, Jack, what's your idea without James Conner?
Ooh, without? It's definitely going to be under.
With James Conner? No, I'm going to go over. Because if they don't have James Conner, Cardinals are going to get blown out.
Yeah.
So, because he's their best player. Okay, and the Rams? Yeah. So, with James Conner, I'm going to go under.
Yeah, James with James Conner, it's going to be an under.
Because they're just going to score a lot. The 50. 50 is a lot of points. Score. Okay, so that's all the playoff games. Now let's talk about the games that just happened. So, last night, before to get in the playoffs. So the Steelers won in overtime against... Who'd they play again, Jack?
Ooh, that is a good question. Let me see here.
I didn't watch the whole thing. I think Steelers won against the... I don't remember. I didn't watch a lot of that game last night. So, I believe they won against the... Jack, do you know?
I am looking right now.
So, what?
Wait.
Servants?
It was Colts.
The Colts. Oh, yeah, they beat the Colts. In overtime, I honestly thought it was going to end in a tie. They barely made it to the playoffs, Steelers. Let's talk about this Washington football team, New York Giants game. I say their new name. Well, just because of this, I know a piece of information that some people don't know about the Washington football team and their name change. They leaked the name change. Their new name is going to be the Washington Admirals.
It's better than just Washington.
Yeah. Some people agree, some people don't. But yeah, seriously, Washington had a pick six against the Giants. They won. Their running back is very good. Gibson, he's very good. The Bucks. Who did the Bucks play again?
No. Okay, let me see.
Hold on. Let's do a different game. The Jaguars and the...
Oof, the Jaguars?
Who the Jaguars? The Jaguars and the...
Wait a minute.
No, the Jaguars played the Colts. Yeah. So the Jaguars and the Colts game, that was just an unbelievable game. Somehow the Jaguars somehow came back and won it. Maybe it's because they fired Urban Meyer.
It was the Steelers and the Ravens.
Okay. Very close game.
And so the Jaguars won 26-11 to the Colts.
Which is just amazing. Because it's probably because they fired Urban Meyer, old coach. And today is actually a very special day in the NFL. It's called Black Monday. It's where all the teams fire their coaches. Well, not all of them. Most of them fire their coaches. Like Black Friday. But...
So, I only know that the Colts won. I mean, the Jaguars won.
Because? Okay, I think we're experiencing technical difficulties with him. But, okay, so the San Francisco 49ers played the Rams. And... It was a very close game, ended with the Rams defeat. And, yeah, but...
I think the Jaguars won because Colts didn't want to get anybody hurt, and they already had chances of getting in the playoffs. So they didn't want to get anybody hurt while during the game. So
Green Bay and the Titans have the bye week for this week, so they're lucky.
The Packers and the Lions.
Packers and the Lions.
Yeah. Well, apparently the Lions won 37-30.
Against who?
The Packers.
Packers had the bye week this week.
This was yesterday.
Yeah, they have the bye week. They didn't play yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
How come I think... Who'd the Bucks play, Jack?
The Bucks played...
I know they played yesterday. Oh, didn't they play the Panthers? Yeah, they played the Panthers.
Yes. They played the Panthers. They won 41-17.
Oh, yeah. It was an embarrassing game for the Panthers. But, well, really wasn't. We all knew that he was.
Although, yesterday, the Patriots and the Dolphins played. The Dolphins won 33-23.
Wait, what?
The Dolphins won 33-24.
The Dolphins beat the Patriots? I didn't see that thing. I didn't see that coming.
Well, once again, pretty sure they only beat them because they weren't playing good players. They already had a chance at the. They already had.
Question: Was Mac Jones playing?
I do not believe so.
That's probably right. Okay, Jack. That's all we have time for today. We'll keep you updated as the playoffs go on, and we'll see you next episode.
Bye.
Bye.